Oh, hey, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome back to the episode Suplex Biddies, brought to you by our friends over at Couch Guy Sports. Hi, I'm on the movie screen. My name's Chris Jones. If you're watching us on YouTube, shout out you. If you're listening to us via audio, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, I'm sorry you won't get this joke, but brought to you here, Couch Guy Sports, Suplex Biddies episode, I believe it's 61. I don't know. I've lost track of how many episodes we've done. Hunting and Don here tonight, obviously, because I haven't been interrupted once. But I'm here with my other co-host, Diego Galvez. Diego.
Hello.
We are something else tonight, boys. We are something else tonight. Make sure you guys are following us on Twitter at Suplex Biddies. Make sure you guys are following us, keeping you updated in the wrestling world. This week we have a controversy we have to talk about. Vince McMahon stepping down as the CEO and chairman of the company. Stephanie McMahon obviously taking his place, you know. Feels right. out of the allegations of hush money, Vince McMahon paid someone $3 million after having an affair. So, oh, okay. Diego's back to the regular TV.
That's slam pig.
Can I turn the dial for him?
Yes. Make sure you select UHF. That way it's black and white.
All right. Diego, what are your thoughts on the Vince McMahon alleged affair and him stepping down from the company?
Honestly, I think this was a storyline brewing for years. Years and years and years and years at WWE, and finally somebody brought it up to light. I think it's a little bit sketchy at the fact that it comes at the heels of Sasha Banks and Naomi walking out of WWE and them not having any resolution to that issue whatsoever. I think it's really weird. So put two and two together, and it just sounds to me like this is a disaster waiting to happen. And who knows, maybe what we've been talking about all along of the potential of WWE being sold out to a new owner and potentially just going with a new swag, that might just be happening this year, man. That might just be the case. Jones, whenever you have a second, please step to the stage.
Yes. Sorry.
Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, if you're in the audience, clap your hands. Clap your hands.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, listen, it just makes more and more sense why these budget cuts happened. Yes. Who would have thought that Vince McMahon doing all these budget cuts was so he could pay someone $3 million to hide his alleged affair? Shocking. Because guess what? You know what this sounds like? A work. It's a Vince McMahon work. Something he's written 10,000s of times.
Listen, all I know is that's one expensive condom. $3 million? Just to wrap it before you tap it? Come on, man.
Listen, I'm sitting here looking at myself. I'm looking at myself on this beautiful screen here, and I'm just in disbelief because I can't believe that this is happening. Realistically, I really can't. I can't believe that this is happening. I'm flabbergasted. I can't believe that Vince McMahon. I can't believe we're one step closer from Triple H being the head guy. That's what I can't wait for, because that's when WWE Creative is going to be through the roof, and that's when WWE Creative is going to be at its best, because you won't have all these faulty finishes or these DQs, because Triple H knows how to run a show, and we saw it in NXT in years. I can't wait to see what that WWE looks like with Triple H at the helm. But right now, what's the future hold for WWE? We'll have to wait and see. I mean, obviously, we're still waiting. We have Money in the Bank in a couple weeks.
Bye.
We are still waiting on Cody Rhodes to come back. We're waiting on Roman to grace us with his presence. The fact that they've put the title on Roman Reigns like that and just have him go, oh, I'm going to be a part-time guy now. Look at me. I'm Roman Reigns. I'm a part-time guy. It's just a bad look for that company. So, yeah. I mean, listen, we got plenty more WWE stuff to talk about. Obviously, Sasha has been officially released. So she's gone. She's got her 90-day no compete clause. So realistically, what do you think? Where do you think he could go?
Well, with one eye closed, I can tell that Vince McMahon is going to be selling the company after these allegations.
Look at me. I'm a bandit. I'm stealing the company from Vince McMahon. It's me.
You look Amish like that.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. You look like the guy on the Quaker brand oatmeal.
Don't say that.
There you go, Rosie.
There we go.
Oh, there we go. Taking a dive in, baby.
Oh, wait, here we go. 3Ds. Yeah. This was the worst thing ever for this podcast is the fact that Diego and I figured out these filters.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
So, I mean, listen, other WWE topics we could talk about here. Obviously, you know, we have Money in the Bank coming up. Raw, we got to see Elias and Ezekiel in the same place, so that was kind of cool, you know. But, like, Friday Night SmackDown, you know, Brock Lesnar came back. Obviously, we're getting Brock Lesnar versus Roman Reigns at SummerSlam in the Last Man Standing match. It's already been announced. John Cena is returning the 27th, so technically Monday on Raw. Mm-hmm. So maybe him and Austin Theory are going to get into it. Who knows from that? Any other WWE thoughts?
Honestly, it went from being a wrestling show to like the best telenovela there is on Telemundo, and I'm kind of fascinated by the plot twist. Not going to lie to you.
Listen, I'm not going to lie here. I'm sitting here and I'm looking at everything that's happening. And realistically speaking, this is why you and I should not have a podcast together.
Nope. Nope. Not at all. Exactly. I full-heartedly agree with it.
I'm so glad that YouTube is going to see the light of day on this episode, because you know what we've done in this episode, Diego?
Nothing.
Nothing. We've done nothing but talk about Vince McMahon. That's it. All we've done is talk about... Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I didn't know you could do that.
Ooh. It's just hilarious. Oh.
My video. Oh, yeah, there we are. All right. Whoa. Chris Jones, Diego Galvez to you live in avatar form. Look at us. Whoa.
Oh, milkman.
This is probably by far the worst podcast we've ever recorded together.
Yeah, 100%.
Hands down. Hands
we're going to get fired from Couch Guys.
Gentlemen, this is what happens when you decide that you are not around tonight for a wrestling podcast. You leave Diego and I to do this, and I can't believe the monstrosity that is this podcast right now, currently.
Yeah.
Yep. Like, let's be honest here. Hahnemann, look at us. This is what you did. This is all your fault. I can't believe you allowed Diego and I to go on a podcast and do this when we're supposed to be talking about wrestling, but here we are as an avatar panda and an avatar dog. I feel bad for our listener. I do. I really do.
I don't know what you're talking about, Willis.
Listen, I just want my cookies. Has it been 15 minutes? I don't know, because I just don't know what to talk about anymore.
I don't know either.
All right. So with that being said.
Well, you know, this is what WWE creative should be doing. This right here. This is content. You're welcome, WWE. Fuck you, Vince McMahon. Fuck you, Steph.
So with that being said, make sure that you're following us on Twitter. We're going to be dropping our Forbidden Door predictions. Ooh. Ooh.
Ooh.
Because Forbidden Door is live on pay-per-view June 26th, which is Sunday.
Ooh, Forbidden Door.
So we're
going to
each put up prediction videos. So with that being said, make sure you're following us on Twitter at @2BucksBiddies. Hahnemann, hopefully we'll be back next week. Maybe we never will do a show ever again. Who knows? But from all of us here, Chris Jones, Diego Galvez signing off. Shout out to Couch Guy Sports. Shout out to @2BucksBiddies. And we will see you guys maybe next week. I don't know. We'll see what the higher-ups think after this one.
Yeah, if we don't get fired. Yeah.
Peace.
Exactly. Peace.